This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The state legislative session begins tomorrow. Last week, the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce held its annual legislative preview breakfast. 30 lawmakers representing districts in the Sioux Falls area were invited to respond to questions about this year's priorities. STPB's Jackie Henry reports.
The Good Morning Sioux Falls Legislative Breakfast on January 4th gave lawmakers roughly 2 minutes to answer questions posed through a moderator. One recurring theme of the morning was revisiting the issue of non-meandered waters. A special session opened waters for public recreational use unless stated otherwise by the private landowner. Competitive tuition rates, particularly for state technical institutions, was another focus. House Speaker Mark Mickelson said that while South Dakota has the lowest non-resident state tuition in the country, it has the third highest non-resident rate at its technical institutions.
What we're missing is a local real estate tax contribution. I'm not suggesting we raise taxes, real estate taxes, but that's what all the other states have that we don't. The state's contribution's not bad, so we got to do something about it. My idea is to raise the tax on tobacco a buck on a pack of cigarettes. It polls at 2/3. It's something you could pass.
Mickelson also responded to a third repeated concern of the morning, the influence of out-of-state interests on South Dakota's initiated measure process. He referenced millions of dollars from initiated measures spent by people who don't live in the state.
The problem I have with that is, what interest do they have in what our laws are? You're not going to see them at the football game on Friday night. You're not going to see them at church on Sunday. You don't work with them because they don't live here. So they are perverting the initiated measure process.
Mickelson suggested a few solutions, including disallowing out-of-state funding for initiated measures altogether. Senator Reynold Nessaba of District 15 also offered suggestions, including a bill to require disclosure of petition funders during the summer signature gathering process. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Mostly cloudy, a chance of light, wintry mixed precipitation in the north tonight, lows in the teens and 20s.